Pida or something like this. So this claim was well different years there. I understand by the psulim of well different years there. This kachas like, it's hard to find it. He actually shouldn't be kora. Could be first you amount to this korbin and have a kvisha taguf. And it was fit to be perfect or yamayim. And the head of the oven, after the korbin has kedusha, let him live with a man. Let a lady live with it. A lady live with it. So it's good why I need another pesach. Just from a pesach or yamayim, there was one fit to be good a pesach or yamayim. I need a prophet to say that the Mishkan Hashem, that right now it has to be fit to be brought into the Mishkan. But Ella Muktzah, the Nevad, so let's see, when you make a korban to worship at Lashem HaVodizoro, if you amount the korban first, then even though you worship it, you can't make it also. Because the Kral is, another most of the Shemesh Alei, since you do not own the Kutchim, once you amount it, if I Kutchi Hashem, so it can't be the case that you make it a Nevad or Muktzah afterwards. It must be that you made it a nevad or a muksa before you amassish it. So if you made it a nevad or a muksa before you amassish it, so this korban was never fit to be brought lefnim. So you don't need a new pasuk on lefnim mishkan Hashem, but rather clearing up the first pasuk el pasuk hayamayim. Shmuel says yes. We need the chiddush, the kachem kalam. The mishkan is talking about, let's say, a korban shlamim. You amassish this animal for korban shlamim, and the loch is valib and Rav Yosi Aglili. The omer that he says. Kotchim Kalim is still called Mubba Bailim. That since Lamaise of Ikla the Korban is that the owner is released from the meat, so it's still called Mubba Bailim. Therefore, could be a case that first you were Makhish is called Mishlamim. At that time, it was fit to be brought to Tessachoy Moyim. And then later, you were never it, you worshipped it, or you were Mukhsa, you set it aside to worship it, so then it becomes possible then. But I would have thought to say it would be a Psul of Shkutechut, because it was one fit Lachnim. That's why the Mishnah says no, another prophet, but the Mishkan Hashem. Yes, according to Rav Yosi Aglili, we need the chiddush in the Mishnah. The Tanya we learned, the pasuk says, "Umo Allah Mo Hashem." There's this a milah by kachim, the rabbis kachim kalim, shem amoinoi. Did Rav Yosi Aglili come to teach us that it's called yamamim? Umo Allah Hashem means if you deny, if you swear false, so you chayiv. So you have to swear false on yamamim. So the chiddush is even kachim kalim. But since it's called mamim bailim, so that you'll be chayiv. That's the shapostak of a more Bashem. That's just as the chichesh b'amishai means dvorim sheishpem l'shem l'amishai. It has to be money that belongs to you. So as a chidish here, if you're kosher, if you swear false, about kachem kalim yichayiv, because it's called your mamim. So it's good why we need this extra postak for Reda the Nirba and for a muksa. Yes. Well, Hilkach, therefore, Gemara says, Reda the Nirba, Tavar Erva, Muksa the Nevad, the Kotchim Kalim. All these cases could be by Kotchim Kalim, and therefore I need a special prophet to say that the Mishkan Hashem, that even though it was one fit, it has to be fit right now. Well, Esna the Mechir, Kalayim Yoshidoshim, the blood of Kotchim. What's the Kiddush of here? Means first you amassish the mother, and then on the kid you could have these things. The kid is automatically Kaddish, and the kid, let's say, you gave for a present. Esnan, Umachir crying yesterday from the blood of Kachim. And Savri holds that Vladi Kachim, there be Yasna and Kadeshim. When does the Vlad become Kaddish? Only after it's born, not before it's born. Rashi says the case is that when the Kachim, when the mother was pregnant, at that time these psalm happened. That's when you sold it for Kelev, that's when you gave for an Esnan. So at that time it was inside the mother, it wasn't Chavi's psalm. Because Esther is not chal on Kaddish, and therefore it was shayach to come into the Pesach HaMoed. The same thing Yitzchadosin. The chayin klayin Yitzchadosin. He asked Yishinu Mishanodu at Pesach HaMoed, and the blood is kachim. He nikar mima miru lovoi. That it means that before when it was still in the mother's stomach, it was fit to be brought. And it's stubborn, it's time to hold. Blood is kachim of Yosnik, like what he says, the leidosim is kadesh, tukach. Chal Esther no Mechir Aleim and Nosem La Uba Shemagdashim Yetnan Lekodesh Hachanaylet. That the Meister, if you give us a present to the Zayna or Mechir Kelev when the Uba, when the mother is pregnant, at that time you sell the Uba for a Kelev to Chal the Yisr, and the Meister, the Hegdish of the Vlad itself is only Chal when it's born. The Meister, the Psul here is Chal, but I call upon him this Uber right now was fit to be brought lefnim. Before the psul, it was part of the mother, Just like you could be makish the mother, you could be makish the kid also then. So then it was called royal and lefnim. And then later this soon have happened, so I would have thought to say, the shechtet fachutz, the maestro, it should be this shechut echutz. That's why the Mishnah needs another person. No, lefnei mishkan Hashem, lefnei mishkan Hashem, that the only chayiv, if right now it's also fit to be brought, that these things are not fit to be brought right now, therefore you potter on shechut echutz. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Kuf Yudalit. Again, we'll start over again from the top of the Gemara again. Again, the Mishnah said, Haroiza of Yanirva, an animal that lived with a man or with a lady, it's potter for carbon, and therefore, if you bring a bachut, you potter. From a new potter, that's named Mishkan Hashem. So, let's ask the question, what would be a new potter in the Mishnah form of name Mishkan Hashem? Learn it out from the first potter of Yapesachoy Moid that the Mishnah said about the Paras Chattis in the Ser Mishalech. Again, the one on the top here, the Kuf Yudal says, this lemon rice of Nivra is very good by the psalm of Rosa Nivra. Nishkaka said that the Shinami Korah could be the first you amassed the animal, and there was Chalas Bishas Aguf on it, and therefore it was fit to be brought to Pesach Hoya Mayid. For Hodder and afterwards, Rosa then made a man live with it or lady live with it. Therefore, we need a new prophet to say that this Korah now is part, there's no psalm of Chutechut. You need a prophet of Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, or from the first prophet of the Pesach Hoya Mayid. This was one fit to be brought in the Pesach HaMoed. So it's good why we need a second Pesach. Elma Mukh to the Nevat. For the second soul, the Mishnah, where the animal was set aside, or where you worship the Chabad of Zoro, the Madashach. If you amassed the animal first, said it was one fit to Pesach HaMoed, it's so then, in order to make the Shalai, then Taka would not be held the soul of Mukh to a Nevat. A person can ask for something that doesn't belong to him. So since it's custom ready, the soul can't be held. So the Hechlich we're talking about now, that first you made the animal into an Avodah Zarah, and then you amassish it. So the cell was never fit to have Pesach Hoya Moed. What do you mean the second prophet form? Learn not from the first prophet. Gemara says, yes, the Chiddush could be the Kachim Kalim, or even the Rosh Haglili. The Yomah that he says, Kachim Kalim, Ovin Bailamu. The Kachim Kalim, like the Shlomim, is considered owned by the Yonistil. Therefore, first it was amassish it, and it was fit to come in. Then later, he was mocked for it, or he worshipped it. That's the chiddush, and now it's not fit to be brought in the Mishkan Hashem. Therefore, now there's no risk of shechut echutz. The Tani learned as if the pasuk says, "The more and more b'Hashem." In the case where you deny money and you swear forth that you have to bring a korban, so the pasuk says, "The rabbis kachim kalim shem amoynei tivrei yosef lili." If you deny, you swear forth and kachim kalim, you're also chayiv, even though it has to belong to you. Yosef lili says, "Yes." Kachim Kalim is considered the owner's money. That since the ikra of the Kachim Kalim is for the owner to eat, is for the owner to eat from the meat, therefore it's considered Maman Bailam. So according to Yosef Lili, it could be finished in the Mishnah that a Muksa and Nevad, you need a new prospect from the Mishkan Hashem, that there's no Ifa Shuti Chutz, but not from the first prospect, because it could be first there was a Kachim Kalim, it was fit to be brought, listen in. So for that prospect alone, you should be Chai for Shuti Chutz. You need a second prospect. But the Mishkan Hashem that has to be fit right now. So where it says, Hilkach, therefore, when the Mishnah says, the Psalah, Rosh of the Nirva, Devar Erva, that's the Psalah about Erva, that could be even on Kachin. Muksa the Nirva, the Psalah about Nisra, and also, Avos Kachavim, the Psalah about the Zara, the Kachin Kalim, you could have it, that even though this Haman was once fit Lepinim, it was a regular called Mishlamim, then later, you made it for the Avos Zara. So good, well, we need a second pasuk. Esnan, when you pay a zayna, and also mechir, when you sell it for a dog, you sell a dog and get an animal, and that animal is possible for korban, and also klayim, an animal that was born from two different types of parents, klayim, and also yashidus, an animal that was born with two Assyrian. So how do you find these cases that they were once kachim, so they were once fit lepnim, and now this so happens that you need a second tour of the Mishkan Hashem. These cases could be the Vlad is Kachim. If they happened to the Vlad, let's say the mother was a Korban Shlomim and she was pregnant. So the Vlad is Kachim could have these Psulim and they were considered once royal Lefanim. When the Vlad was in the mother's stomach, it was royal to be brought for Korban out of the mother. But now that it's born, it first gets its Kedusha later when it's born. That's Kesavra, our time holds Vlad is Kachim. of law that the babies of the animals of Kochim, there's a Yosan Hen Kedushin. When do they receive the Kedusha? First after they're born. That's when they receive the Kedusha. So Rashi explains like this, that we want to find a case now that these animals, or these Vlodis, were once fit to be brought Lepinim, and then later the Psul happened. That's why we need a new prophet to say that there was a Shkutichut. Since we're talking about now that these things happened after the animal was born already, so once they're possible, you can't make them kochim. So a client can't become kochim, you're a tzedefin. So pshita, they're not tzit lepnin, so you should have the first prophet. Therefore the case is where there was lodos kochim, meaning the mother was a krov mishlamin. So when the mother was pregnant with the vlad, at that time you could check the mother and the kid inside it. It's nikov also. So it's fit of this vlad, one time a shaykh is lepnin. Therefore, from the first possible, there would not be the mayat or the psul with the yisra of shkutichut. But what happened was now, in the mother's stomach, that's when these psul machal, the takachal and esnan then, and mechir or klayim, it was chal then. See, even though the din of esnan and mechir is not chal and kochim, but here the vlad itself does not have kedusha. This man the holds, when are the vlad is kochim? When do they receive the kedusha? First after the born. Here, the psul happened before they were born. So then it's chal psul, like they sold the owner, sold a kochim kalim, he had a shlamim, and he sold the uber to a zayna, or he sold it for a dog. So the maestro, it's chal the psul on the vlad, it's an ethnan, or it's a mechir kelev. The maestro, it's chal, because on the vlad itself, there's not kedusha. The kedusha is first chal later after it's born. So now when it's born, the maestro, this animal was once fit to be brought to him. When it was in the mother's stomach. So now you bring the bachus, because of the first prosik, I would have thought Yechayis. That's why the Mishnah is the second prosik of the Mishkan Hashem, that no, it has to be fit right now, and right now it's possible, it's not fit Lepnin, therefore there's no Issa, Shkutechut. So it's good what the Mishnah has to say all these cases. So then the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Bali Mumin, and then to the Espinoi. So these things, they're not fit right now for Korbin. So it's talking about a Barnum Oivrim that it will become, will heal up, and later be fit. That was the Machoikis of Shimon and the Tanakhama. But the Shimon says, if you shech this Bachut now, he rose your life, I say. Even though now it's not fit, the Fnim, but since later on it will be fit, there's a lav. Same thing I used to be as Benoit. Today you can't shech the Benoit because you already shechted the mother, but tomorrow would be fit. So the Shimon holds it a lav. The Tanakhama says, no, the Yapata Bachut. The more says of Trish, we need the machlokes in both cases by Balamumin and by Balamumin Oivrin and by Isaac of Benoit. The Tony Balamumin, if we were just at the machlokes by Balamumin, Mishum Denise, you know why? By since it's discussing right now with the mum on the animal, so therefore the Chom say to Shech the Bachut Shifata, because the Chlal is not fit at all with him, it's Moyes now. Avo Turim. The Lainisi, but another case in Mishnah where you have these two and these birds that are too young, they're not ripe yet. So, Rabbi Shimon, maybe the Chum would agree that the Shech, that Bachut now, you'd be over Leisa say, because these things are not moist, and eventually next year they'll be fit to be brought for Korban. So maybe over Leisa say now, that's what I have to say both. And V22, if would have just said the case by a bird that's too young, so I would have said Mishum Dolei Chozi V'Yitchi. Because it was not fit at all and pushed away. So since it was not fit at all yet and pushed away, that's why Bachut Yeroi Valois HaSei. Avo Bali Mumin. But a korban and Bahema that was first fit, it was first fit to be a korban, would come into Panim. And then it became a Bal Mum. The Ichsi, first it was fit, the Itchu, and then it was pushed away. Eimer maybe Lu Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanon, maybe Rabbi Shimon in this case a Bala Mumin would agree to the Rabbanon that once it's like pushed away, it's not fit anymore at all to be listening. Or at least right now that it has the Mum Eider on it, right now it's not fit at all. So maybe here it's worse, it should not be a Leisa say at all. It's the Master not know that even by Bala Mumin Oivrim, Rabbi Shimon still holds, there would be a Leisa say. I mean, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds, there would be a Leisa say. In other words, Rabbi Shimon does not agree to the Rabbonim by Balamulin Oivrim. Even though it was Ichse and Itche, still there would be a laugh. And then, Vitoni Hani Tartiv would have just said these two cases in the Mishnah, the case of Balamulin Oivrim and the case of Baturim, Mishum Jitsulu Bigufayim. Because these two things are true right now, the Guf, the bird is not fit to be brought yet, or else the baim is not fit. Ah, the life of yesterday. But the case where the kid really is roy to have a shita today, he's fit. Just the fact is that he shechted the mother today. It's a psul today on the kid. It's psul in the alma kasi lo. It's a psul from someplace else that came upon this kid that he can't bring it today. His name is Moedelad Rabban Rabbi Shimon. I would have thought that he shechted pachut the benoi today. The neighbor of Rabban agrees to Rabbi Shimon that our kopan in Rova. Let's say his trichum. And he's a kiddush. And even by ice of yesterday, still the Rabban hold. That since the Meister right now, this Benoi, is not fit to be brought for Korban, it's not fit to have the Shit today, you cannot bring it in Kanin, therefore you do it Pachut, you're taught it completely. Let the Mishnah say, show you the Shimon Eimer, but the Shimon used to say that anything that's going to be fit later, right now there's a love. So Moshe says, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Why talk are you over, like I say? So Amar Rabbi Lo, Yomir Rosh Lakish. Yomir Kwa, the Pesuk says, that what? That the Mor says, Omanu Meshul Yisrael, that Meshul Rabbeinu is telling Klai Yisrael now, Ki Alisul Eretz Yisharis, when you're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, in other words, Ki Alisul Eretz, when you're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, so there's Meshul saying this right before they went into Eretz Yisrael, so Meshul didn't go in, but he's telling Klai Yisrael, that Leisakul Eretz Yisrael is not going. That when you go into Eretz Yisrael, the first 14 years of Kibbush, the Chalukah, you should know you're not allowed to bring a Korban Chayiv. The Korban Chayiv that we bring you now in the Mishkan, you will not be able to bring the first 14 years. But what could you bring then? Yeshorah Takrivu, meaning a Korban, a Dovah, like an Erlah, an Ishlamim, that you would be allowed to bring during the first 14 years. Because at that time, there was Hutur HaBamis. They did not have the Mishkan then. At that time, the Sutra HaBomis, the Bomis Yochid, and in the Bomis Yochid, you're only allowed to bring Yisharus, Nidavos, but Chayzah Shleish Sakrivu, you're not allowed to bring a Korban Chayzah. A Korban Chayzah has to be only in the Bomis Sibar or in the Mishkan, not during the first 14 years. The Rashi says, there's a free Dorish Shleish, the Tchilas B'Yatharus, Hayoyim Ono Matat Lemes HaMishkan. Today we're moving to Mishkan, V'yayin Rasulim B'Boma, V'yayin Ono Makrivim Ela B'Mishkan. The seeker, therefore, kol ha-kabonis k'sherim ha-akriv mi-shenov ha-loris yud-dalit shonim shakivish. The first 14 years, you're allowed to bring the bomis yochid. But over there, in the bomis yochid, you cannot bring the korban choyva as we bring it today, but rather, if kol ha-yoshev yenov means a dorm and a dovois, you're allowed to bring. But not a korban choyva. Until they come into Shiloh. Over there, when they came into Shiloh, then they're allowed to bring the korban choyva. So that says, "Vafilu b'bom esibur." Even in the bom esibur, they cannot bring a korban chayzah. Achetovi ala menucha. Till they come to the menucha, till they come to Shiloh, to take rivam. So alma koponim that chayvays to Gilgal mechusreiz manhein akiyovay Shiloh. So if you had a korban that was a korban chayvah to bring when you're in Gilgal, you're not allowed to bring it those first 14 years until they came into Shiloh. So 14 years later. The agree from Shom, and he can bring it here in Shiloh. Or Kamrach Monat, the Torah says, Leisastin Oysam the Gilgal. Do not bring these Kabonis in Gilgal, but rather wait until you come into Shiloh. So Mashmarashi says, that the Bain Babom is Sibon, Bain Babom is Yochid. You can't bring those Kabonis sideways, not in the Bom is Sibon, not in the Bom is Yochid. Alma Mechusas Man the Bomom, Leisasu. You see, a Mechusas Man in the Bomom. Even though right now it's not fit at all to bring the chayvos, not on the bomis tiva, not on the bomis yochid, so if you bring it bachut, you would be chayiv. So the Gemara says, now the Gilgal legade shiloh mechusas manu. The first 14 years when they were in Gilgal, it was a mechusas man. They didn't get to shiloh yet. Okamalu Moshe, and Moshe still gave a lot to Klai Yisrael leisasun. A korban chayvah, you're not allowed to bring outside. You can't bring on the bomber in Gilgal, even though it was not fit lepanim. It was not fit to be brought, and even on the korban on the bomber tiba, until they came into Shiloh. The Chori Yisid is always said to bring the korbanos, even though right now it's not fit. But since there will come a time later that will be fit, if you check the brachut now, you're also always say. No, yes. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yirmiyah Kashat Rabbi Zera, he also is so, like you're saying now, that the Kabbonis of Gilgal, you're in Gilgal,
what's called the Mechusas Zman, Korslai,